Coming up on 8 o'clock, just a few seconds shy. That's Eric Clapton along with Derek and the Dominoes. Got to get better in a little while. And again, thank you already for the texts of love and support. I will be addressing those here in a little bit here. My many thanks to all of you for the several days of that love and support. And we feel it. And thank you very much, as we do each and every Friday. The show's got to go on, though. And I will I'll take time later on to just collapse, I'm sure. But as we do each and every Friday, and now we have almost the entire team from the chamber with us this morning. I absolutely love this. We welcome in for the conversation, and it's Chamber Chat, the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, with us. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. How can you believe this gorgeous day today and it's going to rain tomorrow?
It doesn't seem likely, does it?
Yeah.
But it's true. Buffalo Kevin has predicted rain for tomorrow. I have a listener. His name is Buffalo Kevin. He works at the National Weather Service in Buffalo. I've carried him from station to station that I've been at, and he is never wrong. This guy is never wrong. And yeah, we should get it about 3:30, 4 a.m. at its thickest. Mm-hmm. And it'll last throughout the day tomorrow. So they did the right thing in canceling the parade tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm sad that it's been canceled.
Likewise.
But it'll just give us more time to prepare for next year.
Yeah. You're such a bright and cheery thinker there. I love that. I love that. Find the light side of everything dark. That's really cool. I appreciate you, Aaron. You're carrying on a busy week this week, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This week was amazing. We had a fabulous workshop on Tuesday morning.
Right.
It was so good that we're discussing having some more.
Did you pick up any tips, any particular tips for you and maybe something the chamber could put in their pocket as far as protecting trademark and logos and stuff?
Well, as far as branding,
okay.
One of the students of LCAD did a presentation, and some of the like lines, the copy, I told her I'm going to steal those. They're really good, and I think they'll be able to work with the chamber as
right.
well as what it was. And one of them was, "We stand with you."
Okay.
And
oh, that's
so
cool.
I like that the chamber is standing with the businesses of Laguna Beach.
All right. Okay. So, very cool. I like that. All right.
I like that.
And you're thinking about maybe doing some more of these?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the professor, Dana at LCAD, is very excited. She was very pleased with the turnout and the interactiveness of the audience. And she's like, yes, we need to do more. So
okay. All right.
I'll be talking with her about what we're going to do next.
All right. And we'll be covering the incredibly busy calendar that you've got coming up after we talk
yes.
to our guests this morning. You know, as I roll through the Pepper Tree alleyway, I always am curious as to the businesses that I look at there. And one in particular is the Fragrance Boutique. And with the Fragrance Boutique, we have James Conti, the owner of that, this morning. A very good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for coming early, by the way. Are you early to everything you go to? Are you Mr. I've Got to Be There Early? I love that.
On time. But,
okay.
Yeah, just to make sure I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm the early guy. I'm the one that is obnoxiously early all the time. And then you look at your watch after you've been there a couple of minutes because you think you're better than everyone else. I saw you doing that. I really did. Well, welcome. Thank you. You do not only fragrances, but there's nobility and some stuff that you do with the fragrances. And that is fragrances particularly for women or people who have suffered abuse of some kind. Is that correct?
Well, fragrances have a lot of power that way.
They do.
And they are connected to your limbic system, which is connected to your amygdala, which is connected to emotions. And so mm-hmm. people who are excited or anxiety or stress or a variety of different things, the essential oils can really help in terms of like something like lavender can help you calm or, you know, create a peaceful mood. You can do a variety of different things depending on, you know, what the situation is. So, yeah, we work with all sorts of different organizations, but yeah, particularly domestic violence, legal center, we've worked with quite a bit
right.
to, you know, help the victims and that sort of thing.
Okay. And, I'm going to couch this conversation in like one big ball, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
The discovery of these, essential scents, did that happen by accident for you? Is that something you went in studying? Is there a biology degree in your past?
Well, that's a good question. And no, it's not a biology degree, but by trade, I am a teacher. I teach AP US History and Economics.
Okay.
And so it's a business part of it. But also, you know, on a personal level, I had asthma and allergies when I was young, and I never really liked the medicine. But
right.
my dad would always give me things that were diffused. And I much prefer that when I was young.
Right.
And so it just kind of became part of how I dealt with, you know, my allergies and asthma and things like that is essential oils. And so one thing led to another, and I was looking for a business and looking for something to do. And by nature, I'm sort of a researcher and explorer, right? So I saw the fragrance boutique was actually for sale, and so I bought it. And then I did a ton of research on, you know, the efficacy of essential oils as for medicinal purposes, but also there's so much room for marketing and branding, both personally and for businesses as it relates to scent. So it's a great business. It's been really wonderful for us.
Can we be allergic to someone else's scent?
Yes. Okay. Or you can definitely be turned off by somebody else's scent.
Okay.
A lot of times scent is connected to memory or emotion. Okay. Right. And so if you have a negative association with any scent, so you may have one that's different than me, for example, you may have an association with a scent that's either really positive or not so positive.
Right.
And so it just depends on you. It's not really allergic per se. I think people could be allergic to anything, really.
Right.
But it may either attract you or repel you depending on your own personal experiences with that scent.
Right. There are times I'm at a social event and I'll hug the entire room. You give them the love hug or the bro hug or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's one person who I kind of avoid because, that scent just isn't kicking it for me. So, and it's a memory thing. I can automatically go to that person and go, I've got to lessen my hug with you. What are some of your signature scents?
Well, so our sort of forte is that we can create anything, okay, right? And so we do that. We have like 25 house blends that we make. I make some of them, my employees do, and we sort of compete with who can sell the best one. And okay, we try a variety of things too. So we'll target, let's say, with our signature scents, we'll say, okay, we want something fresh and aquatic type of thing, or maybe we want something more soothing, or maybe we want something to that really gets your attention with florals.
Right.
And so we intentionally have a variety of different types, both for men and women and unisex. And so if you come into the shop, you can buy one of our pre-made ones, but really our specialty is that when you come in, we make you a fragrance specifically. And so that has to do with sort of trial and error, but also there is a bit of chemistry to it, because right, the fragrance notes themselves are categorized by the rate at which they dissipate on your skin and heat up.
Okay.
So for example, there's top notes, base notes, and heart notes. And the top notes will be much stronger than a base note, but they won't last for very long.
Okay.
So the first half hour you put a fragrance on, you'll catch those top notes. That might be things that are like a citrus or a floral or something that has a strong waft to it.
Right.
And then they'll sort of fade. And it's a little bit of a symphony, because then your bass and heart notes start to come in, and the fragrance will change a bit over time. And over, 2 hours later, you're left with sort of your bass. And so what we do when people come in is we start off with a bass and say, is this something that you like? And those can be things like a sandalwood or a vanilla or a musk of some sorts. And once you decide what your bass is, then we give you a variety of heart and top notes. And, generally it's a mix of 6-7 notes, and it becomes your personal fragrance. And
right,
that is something that, like you were mentioning earlier, somebody that you don't want to hug, you also can be somebody that people do want to hug.
But you do want to hug because you smell so great.
Yeah,
right?
And once you develop your own fragrance, what ends up happening is it's a type of personal branding. It's you. It speaks for who you are, and people will immediately associate that fragrance with you.
Right.
And so it's a great business for us. We're the only business that I know anywhere in Orange County that actually does this. And so we have people that come in all over the place. But we don't do it just for individuals. The same thing can be done for a business. And so, for example, if you walk into a business that has something diffusing, that can create a feeling for you.
Right.
So, Nike has done this, Abercrombie & Fitch, airlines, what they do is they try to create something that puts you at ease and puts you at peace.
Right.
And by doing so, you'll stay around a little longer. And
right,
there's a lot of studies that say that your customers will buy a lot more because they're there longer. And then once they do so, they associate being there with that smell, and it's a good way to attract people to your shop.
That is absolutely brilliant.
It's great.
Absolutely brilliant.
There's
I
a lot
that.
Of science and economics behind how well that works as well.
So if I own a restaurant, let's say, and we have a vanilla scent in the air, does that make people hungrier, or is there a certain scent that makes people hungrier?
Well.
And at the same time, is there a certain scent that might suppress an appetite that you could actually work on dieting?
Well, usually someplace like a restaurant may not have something like a, you know, a diffuse smell because their food speaks for itself, right? Right. When you walk in, you'll catch the wafts of the
smell
restaurant.
Smell garlic and all that, right?
Yeah, that sort of thing. But a retail store of any other sorts that doesn't have a particular smell, you can create one, right? And that will then, you know, it's hard to get things that attract a lot of people. So on a business level, rather than mix up 6 or 7 different fragrances, usually we recommend 1 or 2. Okay. And because they're much more powerful and have a better effect overall. And so, you know, it really, there's so much creativity to it, and there's so much sort of branding that goes with it, you know. Right. So for example, if it's a clothing store, they can create a fragrance that they feel will attract their people there, right? And right. the whole idea of that is that they will stay, they're comfortable, right? Right. They're in the shop, they're like, oh, it feels good in here. You know, they're relaxed, they're at ease. And so they look a little longer and then right. they're like, oh, that thing's great. And then they pick it up and take it, right? Yeah. And so it's great. And
I'm not kidding. I'm likely to buy jeans more often in a place that it smells good. Right. You know, if I'm out looking for jeans, I want a place that smells good. I won't go to the store where it smells like clothes, where, you know, it smells like these jeans have been stacked in boxes for weeks and now they've just got them out. And, you know, I can tell that scent. I prefer something. That's so, yeah, I'm loving this conversation. Right. I knew I was going to. So, for instance, you do a version of Ariana's R.E.M.
Yep.
Okay. Are there proprietary lines that you cross or you can cross by doing stuff like this?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are definitely, you know, trademarks and proprietary issues. Right. But in the industry, it's allowed. You're allowed to say we're going to make an Ariana Grande type.
Okay.
Right. And so we model it off of that, but we don't copy it exactly.
Okay.
Right. And so it comes out pretty close. And a lot of times we can make something that is just as good, or sometimes customers like it better.
Right. And do you purposely throw in a twist so that it's not the same?
Okay. Yeah, but usually that twist is pretty small, right? And so we can recreate fragrances pretty exact most of the time.
Right.
And so, yeah, we have a whole bit of designer-inspired fragrances also.
Right.
So
I noticed they're really affordable too, by the way. Your fragrances, when I looked online, I thought I was wrong. I thought I was looking, you know, am I crazy here? But they are very, very affordable.
Right. Well, part of that is, you know, I don't have the expensive marketing at Macy's and the bottling and the packaging and I don't have all that stuff.
It's a good thing you're not at Macy's. You'd be down about 150 stores right now. So yeah.
Well, maybe not the best example, but you get the idea. Is there's a lot of marketing and packaging that goes into perfumes, and also the bottles and things like that. So when you also buy bulk buying of the fragrance notes as individual notes, makes it more cost effective.
Okay.
And the other thing that we do is by using only the oil, we eliminate all the chemicals and all the unnatural things.
Right.
And so our fragrances are all natural. And so I source stuff that's organic as much as possible. Organic essential oils, completely healthy and natural. So when you roll it on, you're not getting alcohol or perfumer spray or any of those kind of things either. Right. And so it's the most healthy way to wear a fragrance.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have to say that I am highly allergic to perfumes.
Okay.
And so I avoid that area of the mall, you know.
Now, what does perfume do to you? How are you allergic? What is that allergy?
Basically, my throat starts to close up and my eyes get itchy.
Anaphylactic.
And it's just like totally uncomfortable.
Wow.
And so I avoid smelly places like, you know, the Bath and Body Works and things like that, right?
Right.
But we were passing out posters for Taste of Laguna last year, and we went in and we started talking to the fragrance boutique, and I was expecting to have to run back out again.
Right.
And I didn't. I stayed, and nothing bothered me. And I was like, oh my gosh, because they're essential oils. They don't have the chemicals and the perfumes that are added in. And I just was amazed that I was able to stand in a place with all these wonderful scents and I wasn't going all itchy.
I had no idea about that allergy. You by the way, are one of the people I can hug in a crowd.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, by the way, yeah, I can hang on to a hug there for a few seconds and you're good. So I'd had no idea you were allergic. So I have always liked colognes. You know, I like to smell good. I don't know. I hate saying that, but I like colognes for, you know, I like to smell myself.
Right.
You know, and I don't know that I wear it for others, but maybe I put on too much and I wear it for myself, because if you smell it on yourself, have you put on too much?
No, I think actually that's part of it is you can smell it for yourself, and it does make you feel good. You know, ideally you have a fragrance that for whatever you're looking for, it can sort of, if you want to be calmer, happier, more attractive, any of those things.
Right. If you make me more attractive?
I can make it smell better. Well, and actually, you know, there's so much about scent being what makes people attracted to each other. You know, I just read the other day, it was kind of an interesting thing about, you know, how kissing came about. And it came about through mostly being close and smelling.
Right.
Right. And people just naturally, you're either compatible with somebody how they smell or you're not.
Right.
Right. And if you're kind of turned off by that, like a kiss will tell you that kind of right away.
Right.
And so fragrances that way, if you have the right fragrance on, it can also be a real attraction.
Right. Right?
And so somebody smells good. Right. You could really... like one person may go, wow, that you know somebody, right? There's always somebody in the crowd. You go, that person smells amazing,
right? And every animal on Earth does this, by the way. That's how animals connect.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, they smell each other, right? And so it's also connected with memory. So if you smell somebody who smells really good and you have a good connection with that person and you had a good time with that person, or that person in your life meant something to you, you'll remember. Like the next time you get a waft of that person's, you know, essence will come into your mind and you'll catch yourself kind of wandering about that. Right. It's really powerful that way. It's subtle, but it's also, if you're aware of it, you'll know, oh, I'm connecting this scent to this moment. You know, for example, you know, some people, like for me, my grandmother had a rose garden. Right. And I remember walking out into a rose garden, it always smelled great. So every time I open that rose bottle, I kind of see my grandma's face. Right.
That's very cool.
And it's powerful that way if you have those kinds of, you know, connections.
So do you have a personal, I'm sure you've already come up with your own personal formula for you that is yours and that's your signature for you personally?
Yes,
all right.
Of course.
All right. And you're wearing it now?
Not right now, actually.
All right. I was going to have her give you a sniff.
No, I didn't put it on this morning. But fragrance is interesting this way because I have access to a lot of it. I don't wear the same thing all the time.
Right.
It depends on my mood.
Okay.
And so like this morning, I wanted to be kind of calm, so I wore something that would help that way.
Okay.
Other times I want to be more energetic and, you know, that sort of thing. So I'll do something that makes me a little bit more alert.
Okay.
It just depends. Right. I also, you know, like one thing that I like to do is I like to smell good, but I don't, if I can make it so that it doesn't come across as cologne,
right.
There's just something on you that like, there's just a general good smell in the zone. I like to do that. So I like to make mine very subtle. Right. And I'll mix maybe just two bass notes. And those bass notes are strong in terms of lasting power, but you have to get close to the person to smell it. But anytime anybody's anywhere near you, they'll pick up this waft of something smells good in here, but they may not even connect that it's you. And so that's the part I really like.
This guy's a genius. Yeah. I imagine him like a mad scientist with the beakers bubbling and, you know, the electronic thing going in the background. Let's say someone wants to smell like the sun-drenched beaches of Brazil. Mm-hmm. You got that, don't you?
We have a fragrance called Brazilian Bum Bum. Yes.
There we go. All right.
Wow.
But yeah, no, the idea is it depends on, you know, we can mix in things like a sandalwood or a coconut or a, you know, anything that would kind of conjure up those smells. If you tell me, I don't know, I haven't been to the beach in Brazil, but if you tell me something beachy,
it doesn't smell as good as our beach.
Right. Well, some people ask for that sort of stuff. Right. So we actually created, or we're in the process of tinkering with one. We call it Wave Number 7.
Okay.
And it's the idea. So we're trying to make it smell like the ocean.
Okay.
And it's great, you know. And like you said, it's fun to do.
There's an episode of Seinfeld all about that, by the
way. Right. I know.
we've all seen it. Kramer's idea, man.
The beach. It's about the beach too. That's I laughed so hard the first time I saw it, but after I found the shop, I went back and watched it again. I was like, okay, that's great. But people do ask for that sort of thing, and that's kind of the fun of it. I don't know when somebody walks in, I don't know what they want, right? And that's the beauty of what we do is we can make them whatever they want. And so if you say, well, I want something beachy, great. If I want something piney or mountainy or Christmas or fireplace or any of those things, we have over 750 fragrances in the shop, so. We can make it whatever you like. We can get there.
And let's say Miss Allergy over here, Aaron, walks into your shop and is looking for something allergy free.
Right.
How much time consumed is there in finding her the right combination generally?
So the answer to that question really varies. It depends on let's say Aaron herself. Some people you can hand them one fragrance note and immediately they connect and go, yep. And others, it takes a long time. So generally speaking, if you wanted to come in and create your own fragrance, you can hop on our website, you can click on the link and say, set an appointment.
Okay.
And you set an appointment and for one person, it's between 30 to 45 minutes, two people, more like an hour, that sort of thing. It just depends on how many people are there. But it also really depends on the person. And one of my favorite parts of the job is this, you know, I tell people when they sit down, I say, okay, look, there's only one rule here. And they're like, okay. And I say, you can't leave until you're totally stoked.
not just stoked, but you have to really like it, and right. we'll know. And a lot of people look at me and they go, "Oh, okay." Right. But when you hit the right note, almost everyone has the same reaction. They'll go, and like you know,
their eyes go wide,
and they're like, and so then you know that you have it, and we just keep tinkering until that moment happens, and that moment happens pretty much every time. There's something what connects to you may be different than the next customer who's sitting next to you, or it may be similar. You know, it just depends. But our perfumers are pretty well trained, and so there's. It's a lot like cooking. The best analogy I can say is, right. you know, certain things go together well.
Right.
So if I can identify one thing that you like right away, then I can say, okay, well, let's say you like sandalwood.
Right.
Well, if you like sandalwood, you know, vanilla will go well with that, right? Okay. Okay, well, if you don't like vanilla, then we can move over to a rose or a floral. If you don't like that, then we can move over to something, gourmand or something like that. And we just keep trying it until we hit it.
Right.
And then when you hit that combination, it's kind of magical. I mean, people really respond. Right. And I kind of sometimes feel like I'm in the business of making people happy.
I love that.
And it's great.
Do you ever find couples coming in looking for maybe an aphrodisiac that they can both wear?
All the time.
All right.
That's our number one seller.
Well, actually, you know, like I actually like this part too, is couples will come in who are getting married and okay. they'll say they want to make a fragrance for their wedding day.
Okay.
And I love being a part of that because they will remember that scent forever.
Right. right.
And when they make it, it's fun to watch them do it, you know, and it's fun to put it together because, you know, the husband may like this, the wife doesn't like that.
Right,
but eventually you settle in on things right. that, and sometimes even for a husband and wife, they'll wear the same fragrance. It's right. a unit. They both wear the same one.
Well, that was the next question here. Cause my partner, Anne Marie, wears this magnificent fragrance. I love the way she smells in it. And I think to myself sometimes, I could pull that off. I think I could wear that. But I don't. So you're not kidding. You can wear the same fragrance. It doesn't matter gender. It doesn't matter.
No. So their categories is male, female, and unisex.
Okay.
So there's some that are actually made for men and women.
Okay.
And actually, some of the unisex ones are our best sellers.
Okay.
And that's largely because things like vanilla are attractive to. It's the most attractive scent for a woman to wear vanilla. Okay. That's the best way to get. At the attention of a man, just percentage wise.
Okay.
But there large number of percentage of men like it, right?
Okay.
So
I would love to have been the pollster for that, actually. You know?
There's going
to
be a huge rush on vanilla.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be that. Right. You know, right. like,
but I see what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I also like to do things like for a male or a man's fragrance, I'll add just a touch of rose.
Okay.
So you can't really, it's hidden in there, but you can kind of detect it, but women like it.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you're trying to get something that to attract the opposite sex, there's a lot of ways to do that.
Right.
But generally, like sandalwood also is considered to be like something that creates like, you know, desire.
Right.
And so it just depends on individual people though.
Right.
You know, and so that's kind of the beauty of what we do is you know you're going to get it right because
right.
the person sitting next to you is, you know,
is going,
yeah, that's
yeah.
the one.
No, that's not for me. Yeah.
Right. Well, and you don't have to pick something off the shelf.
Right.
You know, you get it to the point where you really enjoy it. And so, yeah.
For so many years, Musk was the driving force behind testosterone in males. Is that still the case where Musk is generally a male-oriented scent or base, as we say?
It's a base note,
okay.
But it's used for men and women. Yeah, but you know, generally speaking, yes, it is designed to be like somewhat of an aphrodisiac. Nowadays, so it's different because. You can't get it naturally because it comes from the gland of a deer, and
right.
you know, over-harvesting has led to, you know,
right.
legislation, and so you can't do that. But it's all synthetic.
Right.
Almost any musk is.
Right.
So some of them have that same power, but not quite as much.
Right.
But you know, musk is a common base. We use it all the time.
Okay.
And it's great for a variety of things. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm again, Aaron, man, I cannot thank you enough for
lending
us him for a couple of moments here.
And I want to also bring up that this, you know, when you have a couple come in as a team, you also do corporate team building projects, right?
Yeah. So I'll get to that too. One of the things that's really, it's really a fun event for your business is if you have an end of the year party or a get together, that sort of thing, we can actually sort of take the show on the road. And so we'll take perfumers and lots of different types of perfume with us to events. So we've done events at like the Montage, the Ritz, places like that.
Right.
And there's 150, 250 people who go up to the different mixing stations and mix your own fragrance. We've done that both with fragrances, and now we're looking at doing one also for essential oils. Right. So a bunch of realtors, you know, if they want to make their home smell good, that they're going to, you know, either show or sell or after sell, you can blend your own essential oil that would be unique to your own home. Okay. Right. And so we have a lot of opportunities with businesses to connect, both on a like kind of a social, you know, like if you're looking for a party or you're looking for something to do, people really love it too. Right. I mean, it's unique, it's different, it's not something they've ever done. And so we end up with people calling us and saying, hey, can I get another one of those? Right. Can you remake that?
I would do that for the employees here at the radio station.
It's also really good for businesses, you know, local businesses here in Laguna. If you want to come into the shop, I'm happy to sit with you and develop a fragrance for your own shop. Right. It's not too expensive to do, and it's not too time consuming, and it can significantly help your business in terms of sales.
Yeah. Right. So let's
especially like a doctor's office.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you don't want it to smell too sterile. You want people to be comfortable.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a good analogy is most people have gone to a yoga place at some place at some point, right?
Right.
Their go-to is lavender. It makes you calm, and you know they'll even sometimes put that on your temples when you're laying in shavasana, just hanging at the end, right?
Right.
Or something like sandalwood, which will create like kind of a relaxed vibe, and so the yoga places do it on purpose to make you kind of put you in the right zone to do yoga.
Right.
Same thing happens for any retail store.
Right.
You know, whatever you want to have happen, people like it. And sometimes people just come to your store just because they like the smell of it. Right.
Right?
And it's a really powerful way and inexpensive way to increase your sales. It's good.
Excellent. I think yoga places also do it to cover up the smell of sweaty mats.
Well, you don't want that smell. That just turns
you off. Yeah, you want to walk away from the sweaty mat smell.
You want the spa sensation.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we can create that too.
And you know, you told me a couple of really tearjerker stories at one time about how somebody came in with a scent and they wanted you to recreate it for that memory.
Yeah. Well, I can tell a couple stories along that line.
Please.
You know, Pearl and Agate, I surf all the time, and there was a guy out there that I've seen him in the water a bunch of times, but I didn't, you know, we didn't talk beyond just, hey, good wave kind of thing.
Right.
But one day he said, what do you do? And I told him, oh, I own the fragrance boutique. And he's like, oh, really? And his wife had recently passed away, and he had three boys, and she at night had put this oil behind their ears, you know, to help them sleep.
Right.
And so he told me, he goes, oh my God, can you help me get this fragrance? And I said, yeah, I think so. What is it? And it was just this old, it was the label. I couldn't read it at all. It was just, you know, this thing that he had had for a long time, and it was pretty much out.
Right.
And he said to the kids, you know, the boys, they don't sleep well at night, et cetera. You know, I said, you know, come in. Right. So that, you know, we got out of the water and we went right down to the shop.
Right.
And so we mixed up the fragrance that, he was like, thank you. You know, and I, you know, so those kind of things, I'm happy to give away that kind of thing. I'm happy to do that. And
I can totally feel that. My mom used to wear Yves Saint Laurent in this little blue tin can thing that was skinny.
Yep.
And they stopped making it. She was upset when they stopped making it. They went to,
that happens all the time. Yeah.
They went to Rive Gauche or something like that. And then it wasn't the same, but I can still, and she's been gone now 20 plus years. I can still smell that original one that she liked. I still smell that every once in a while you catch a scent.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes your day, man.
It just brings you back.
Yeah.
Totally,
I have one other that really got me. I was in the shop alone, and we were getting ready to close. And this woman, she looked like maybe she was 80, but she was very well put together, you know, very articulate. And she comes in, and she just looks for a long time, didn't say anything. And finally, she asked me for a fragrance, and she said, do you have this one? I said, yes. And so I grab it, and I hand it to her, and she like sort of really takes a good whiff of it and looks up, and she just started to cry. And she cried for a long time. And I just sat there and watched her thinking, okay, when she's ready, I'll talk. And so she finally gathers herself. I say, you okay? And she goes, it's my mom.
Yeah.
And I haven't smelled my mom. Like, this is exactly the fragrance of my mom. Yeah. And I haven't been able to find this for so long. And so I like, here you go. You know, those kind of things, it's so powerful. I've witnessed what we talked about earlier.
Right.
And people really have strong connections to certain fragrances and certain things, even certain people, you know, like there's some people that even their natural, you know, just how they naturally smell is very attractive. And so some people can't forget that, right? Both good and bad, for good and bad reasons, but mostly good, right? A lot of times you connect something with somebody that's very powerful, you know? And so I've seen people really be moved by scent.
I have, and I have been, and was at that in these moments, and I still smell it sometimes. Our own pheromones, can you extrapolate those? Can you and if someone walks in, for instance, I walk in scentless or just showered earlier this morning, whatever, can you duplicate the pheromones that I emit?
Can't really do that.
Okay.
But what I can do is get things that will mix well with your body chemistry.
Okay.
Right. So different people are very different in terms of you know, just like the temperature that you run at, for example, right? So let's say I run at 98.7 and you run at 97.
Right.
The oils will behave a little differently on you than they would on me, okay. right? They'll warm up at different times, and as they do that, it'll be slightly different for you than me.
Right.
And so the key is just finding something that complements your natural pheromones, something right. that will accentuate you, sort of your own essence, right? And if we can do that, then you can get something that's really powerful for you. And generally speaking, what will happen is you feel it, you know, right? And so as soon as you try something, you'll go, ooh, like, this sits well with me, right? And okay. and your senses are quick to identify those kind of things, right. and generally, and you can try it on for a few minutes and see how it goes. Okay.
At a local dispensary, I noticed that they're starting to carry a cannabis scent. Is there a cannabis scent for that you work
yeah.
with?
Okay, it's funny that you asked that. We just got it.
Okay,
like a week
like
ago.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Like, I was gonna say not even a week ago. But you know, it's surprising that people ask that question a lot. Is right. they say, do you have something that smells like cannabis? It seems like maybe you'd want to avoid that. But
right. right.
We also have people
really,
that
officer, it's a cologne, I swear.
I mean, for that reason, if nothing else, right? I mean, it's interesting that people do want that, but they do. But we also have things like smoke or cigar or whiskey or other things like that. People want that too.
Right.
But sometimes like something like just a hint of, like, let's say the smoke is almost like a fireplace smoke, right?
Right.
So
right.
if you're diffusing something that is, let's say, woody,
right.
you might want to add a touch of smoke to it just because it really does then feel like the fireplace.
Right.
And so we use them for all sorts of stuff like that. But people ask for all sorts of stuff.
Right.
You know, and so we try to make it.
Right. Oh, that's yeah. beautiful. That's beautiful.
I'm going to have to stop by and get my diffused scent so I can make my house smell like a
yeah.
spa.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
it.
That's so I can go home and I can relax after a long day.
Yeah, it's also really nice to do yeah. it in the bedroom. Like, create a vibe where it's really calm and relaxed.
Right.
You know, if you want to sleep. And or just an environment where every time you're in there, the feeling is calm.
Right.
You can do that too. Or the kitchen or the bathroom or anything. You know, I'm actually suffering from this problem right now, and I haven't fully got the solution to it, but I surf a lot and my wetsuit's in my car, so my car will smell like
Ooh.
My wetsuit.
Okay.
Right? And so now I've got
You don't hose it down right afterwards
well,
or anything?
I do, but it doesn't seem to like stop that problem. So anyways, the you know, like things for like your trunk or your car, we
right.
can create fragrances with that too.
Ooh, I need that you know? For my car.
Yeah. You know, and there's a variety of ways to make that happen also.
And have you studied or researched what pets might enjoy, or what someone with a large number of pets in the house, what might calm them, what might
pets are a little tricky, particularly birds. Their essential oils aren't necessarily good for them.
Right.
They could be like overwhelmed by it. Sometimes with dogs too, certain fragrances are not good for them.
Right.
But that's limited, right?
Okay,
and
right.
it's not a necessarily a bad thing. I don't know that you can attract an animal per se,
right.
But I do know this. People walk around the Laguna with their dogs all the time, and a lot of times dogs are like pretty excited to come in the shop. You can
oh,
see right. you can see them like wagging their tails and sniffing around, you know, like
because right. there's nothing but scent.
Yeah, that's
right.
it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And a lot of dogs really do. Like you can visibly see them go, ooh, this place is different, you know.
Right. Do you have a specific scent for your shop?
We have well, actually, we don't, because I can't like overcome all of the 750 other things that we
right.
open all day.
Okay.
You know, so
okay.
we diffuse different things on different days.
Okay,
And those are oftentimes just examples of what's possible.
Right.
But like we have 12 bottles of perfume open. You know, it's hard to create a scent that will overwhelm all of those. You know,
okay.
So we don't actually use our own,
okay.
but we kind of do it. The shop speaks for itself that way. I mean. A lot of times, one of the things that's funny is people go, oh, you smell great. And they're like, what do you have on? I'm like, well, I've been making perfume all day. I got like 75 notes on today. I don't know which one it is, right?
And what hours are you usually open?
So we're open 11 to 6 every day except for Tuesday. Tuesday is the one day we're not open. We're just now thinking about going
You
open.
Surf on Tuesdays, don't you?
Yeah. That's my day off, yeah. So we're thinking about going a little later as the, you know, the spring and summer come around.
Right.
We'll weekends and that sort of thing, we're going to be open. Yeah, we're going to start this pretty soon. We're open until 8 instead. And then, but generally speaking, 11 to 6 every day except for Tuesday.
Literally hundreds of questions on the Text Connect. I'm going to just pull one, and it's one I've always wondered. Of the fragrances when you're in a department store or out in a mall somewhere, why are they so expensive? Why are those fragrances? So we talked about your affordability. Why are some fragrances so expensive?
There's a lot of factors that go into that.
Right.
So if you look at something like a Baccarat Rouge, which is $500 if you go into a department store, they spend a lot of money on the actual bottle, the packaging, the marketing, and all of those other things. plus research and design, right? So they're creating a very specific formula that they can recreate. So there's some time and effort and energy that goes into that.
Right.
But you know, there's a lot of markup ultimately. When you're looking at, let's say, a eau de toilette or a parfum versus a perfume, they have different concentrations of oil, right? But the amount of oil that they use in something like a 3 ounce spray,
right,
sometimes is less than what you can get in a 5 milliliter bottle for us. So I also don't use any of the chemicals and all of the all of those things, and so there's they just have a lot more like sort of expense. Just, you know, sort of cut to the chase,
right,
and get the actual fragrance notes themselves. And you know, it's we can do it for cheaper because we don't have all of the other
Bells and whistles and overhead and
all that, you know, and all that stuff costs a lot of money,
right?
You know, and so their costs are in commercials, newspaper or magazine,
shelf
ads,
space, all of that,
all that stuff costs a lot of money, and so it gets expensive. And so we can, you know, I would just tell anyone listening that whatever your favorite fragrance is, we can get it to you for a fraction of the price.
There's a thank you. All right, cool. Yeah. Aaron, I thank you. My God, this is awesome. James, we'll be back in a second here.
Yes, so you can walk in and you can make an appointment.
Either way.
Either way. Yeah. Okay.
And I know that you're at 490 South Coast Highway is if we're walking in, and that's right in the Pepper Tree Alleyway.
Mm-hmm. Right by the parking lot, the brick parking lot.
And what's the phone number?
949-494-2114.
And can we email you as well?
Yeah, you can email us at TFB, as in the fragrance boutique, TFB Laguna Beach.
.com. All right. And if you miss that, you can catch it on our podcast a little bit later on, or I got the number right here. I've got
and
all the information
he's
right
on
here.
On the chamber directory.
Of course.
You can look on our chamber directory for any of the people that we have on chamber chat. We are so excited with so many events coming up this month. It's the 1st of March.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
We're already here. We're already here.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So we have a ribbon cutting for the Honecker Foundation, and that is going to be next Thursday. And it's at 5:30, and it's going to be on the same night as First Thursday. So you'll get to look at all of the art on First Thursday, and be sure to stop by the Honecker Ribbon Cutting. Their studio has a new opening, so it's going to be really
fun. They've really raised the bar for arts and culture here with the first. Did you go to the first exhibit, which was George Dubin? An amazing exhibit of George's art, and then now they're rolling into March with another great exhibit, so I can't wait.
Yes. And then we also, just yesterday, we were invited to help with the ribbon cutting at the Water District for their unveiling of the Beehive-inspired...
Right. We had Matt here on the program. I loved Matt. First of all, Matt is amazing, and his work is incredible.
So we'll be sending out more information about the unveiling for Monday the 11th. And we are doing a coffee with a board member, and we're going to be having it not at our office this time, but at Jedediah Coffee.
Very cool.
And that's going to be on the 12th at 9 a.m. So stop by Jedediah, support Jedediah, and buy a cup of coffee, and you know, talk my ear off and ask me questions and meet some of our board members.
What a great ribbon cutting you had there a couple of weeks back, and I could not be happier for Steve and Embry. They are among this town's most wonderful jewels. They really are.
Yes, and delicious coffee.
And no kidding, the coffee is off the hook. Yeah.
And our meet and greet for this month is actually going to be at Yummy Dog, so it's going to be family friendly. We're going to get free hot dogs. You get one free hot dog, and then the additional hot dogs are going to be half off, or $5 or something like that.
Okay.
And then there's going to be half off the games, too.
Oh, very cool.
And I know Joelle is really good at the basketball game. She kicks me. So it's going to be a fun evening, and that is Wednesday the 20th at 5:30.
Okay.
And then we also have another ribbon cutting for Moon Goat.
Okay.
That's the drive-through coffee shop that's in North Laguna.
Okay.
So they just joined us here. I'm so glad that we're getting that drive-through coffee shop back up and running again.
Now, can you walk up to it if you're just walking?
Or I believe you can.
You don't have to be in a car.
You don't have to be in a car.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and we're going to do that at 2 p.m. on the 28th.
All right.
Sounds beautiful. Good. Right. So many fun things this month. Yeah. And, of course, you know, we have our State of the City presented by Empress Builders. That's April 2nd. That's coming up so fast. Get your tickets. We're almost sold out.
Okay.
And we also have our annual golf tournament. That's on May 14th. And Pageant of the Masters local night is on July 3rd, so make sure you grab your tickets.
And as fast as March got here, don't kid yourself. July is going to get here just as fast.
It is.
Okay. Aaron, thank you so very much. James, I can't thank you enough for coming in, and before I let you go, I wanted to ask you a really super important question about the types of fragrances or the types of scents that you use to help others.
So there's a lot of ways to do this. So, for example, I own a nonprofit called Wings for Crossover.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, and it's an organization that supports. It's in Ghana. We built a school and an orphanage. And so when you're looking at people who have trauma, we also work a lot with Domestic Violence Legal Center. When you're looking at people who have trauma, you can really help them, you know, just relax at times and that sort of thing. So what we do is you know, through connections, we will provide specific scents that will help, right? And so either you can wear it with a massage oil type of thing, you put on your temples and just kind of relax, or you can diffuse it. And so we work with people trying, I very much will help with that sort of thing and donate to people who need it, you know? I feel like the benefits and the beauty of, the power of aromatherapy, everyone should enjoy it, right? And so I welcome that to people who have causes that are important, anyone who's working with victims of anything. Come hit me up. I will help you, and I'll help your organization. It's meaningful. You know, it's meaningful to be able to provide relief to anyone who actually is in need of it. And so we work with lots of things that way. And so, just kind of we meet the need, whatever that need may be.
Right. I've known you for less than an hour. You're already one of the coolest people I know. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here. Chamber Chat, James Conti, owner of the Fragrance Boutique. Thank you so very much for spending the time with us this morning. And Aaron, thank you for hooking this up.
You're very welcome.
All right, 8:40 the time, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. 1, 2, 3, 4.